What is this guy? Crazy?
They turned me loose from the state hospital.
I was cured, all right.
You crazy as a loon.
Psychos do not explode when sunlight hits them. I don't give a f*** how crazy they are.
It's more comfortable for you to label me insane.
It's very comfortable.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in. This is a Below Top Secret podcast for the Above Top Secret website. You are listening to What You Know Net Radio. Now here he is, the man that single-handedly set back human evolution 1,000 years. What you know.
I have no sense of decency. That way my other senses are enhanced.
What You Know Net Radio will take a look at this phenomenon and dig down to get to the truth. Backmasking. Messages from the devil. First up, we have Led Zeppelin, a classic rock band, reportedly hid a subliminal satanic message in their cherished song, Stairway to Heaven. Let's examine this portion of the song.
If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alone there. It's just a sprinkling for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on.
Now, let's reverse it. It would appear that you could hear the words Sweet Satan and Sad Satan in this course of lyric. But does that constitute a satanic message? Or is this an example of phonetic reversal, an unintentional and yet maybe subliminal message? Led Zeppelin is not the only band that has been accused of subliminally planting messages within their own lyrics. Let us look at the Beatles.
Yes, but it's all wrong.
And now reversed. Apparently it says I worship Satan, but it is very unintelligible. AC/DC are a hard rock band formed in Sydney, Australia in 1973 by brothers Angus and Malcolm Young. The band are considered pioneers of hard rock, alongside bands such as Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Aerosmith, and Black Sabbath. Its members, however, has always classified their music as rock and roll. Let's look at the song, Beating Around the Bush.
Beating around the bush!
And backward.
Shove the knife in it.
Apparently it says, shove the knife into him. A murder reference. And now the peace ballad from John Lennon. Imagine.
Imagine all.
And backward. Keep who warm beside him. In all actuality, all these examples are more than likely examples of phonetic reversal, not deliberate backmasking. Phonetic reversal is the process of reversing the phonemes of a word or phrase. When the reversal is identical to the original, the word or phrase is called a phonetic palindrome. Phonetic reversal is not entirely identical to backmasking, which is specifically the reversal of recorded sound. This is because pronunciation and speech cause a reversed vowel to sound different in either direction, or differently emphasize a consonant depending on where it lies in a word, hence creating an imperfect reversal. Backmasking involves not only the reversal of the order of phonemes, but the reversal of the phonemes themselves, which means that the reverse sound of a phrase may be hard to predict.
This is WUKNR, home of Microsoft Sam and some shaved monkey typing on a keyboard.
Yes, Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What You Know Net Radio. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let us know. Have a great night.
Get back.